It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Wicked Day. Wicked for Good, officially out in theaters today. We're all excited. So we're going to play Finish the Lyric or Be Banished from Oz.
All right.
I feel like we need some. Okay, we have our contestant.
We have our contestant
online.
Ready, right?
Her name's Allison. She's in Warminster. Hey, Allison, are you a Wicked fan?
Oh, yeah, I'm a big Wicked fan.
So when are you going to see it this weekend? Are you going?
I'm hoping to, I'm hoping to tomorrow.
Okay.
You have to, like, close your ears until then. Like, no spoiler alerts, right?
I know. I always, tend to get spoilers, so I really got to stay off of social media.
Seriously. All right, so Joe's going to walk you through, finish the lyric here, or be banished from Oz.
Since you're a fan of the movie, okay. I'm really going to keep it pretty simple with what I'm going to say here. You're going to get three, and depending on how many you get, we'll see if we can get you that prize, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, your first one starts now. It's going to be a couple of seconds, and when it's done, I want you to shout that lyric out. You ready?
Okay,
here
ready.
We go.
Something has changed within me. Something is not the same.
So pretty.
I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's.
Someone else's.
Game.
She got it.
Got it on the
you
first
got the
try.
Sparkle. Very nice. Good.
On the first try. All right. Our next one's a little quieter.
I feel like singing along. I know I'm going to try not to.
Not as big of a song, I would say. So let's see how you do on this one. Here's number two.
You can sing along, Allison.
Okay.
Dancing through life, swaying, sweeping, and always keeping cool.
So fun.
Life is fraudless when you're thoughtless.
Those who don't try never look blank. What's that next word?
Foolish.
Oh my gosh, you're doing so good.
All right. Can you get the clean sweep? Let's see. Can
you? Two for two, Joe.
Can she? Let's see. You ready? Here's your third one.
I'm with the wizard. My whole life will change. Once you're with the wizard, no one thinks you're.
No one thinks you're.
Strange.
Oh my gosh, clean sweep.
We could have kept playing all morning with you, Allison. We only had three ready, but I wanted to go to sudden death here, see when you finally broke.
Give her another sparkle, Marissa. She deserves a couple of sparkles here. Woo! Very good.
Allison, you made it very easy for our next round of players because you taught them how it's done. Very good job.
So do it just like Allison. Congratulations. You've got yourself some New Jersey Lottery scratch-off tickets. Hang on for us. For everybody else, if you want to play round two, 609-243-9778. Call now. Oh, there's that music. It's Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST. It's Wicked Day. Wicked for Good, officially out in theaters today. Gosh, we've been celebrating all week. I feel like we've been celebrating all month since the last movie.
It's really been since last November.
I know, right? Joe, how excited are you for Wicked?
I'm very excited.
Ooh.
I went to a concert last night, but on the way in, like, we were literally pulling up to the Fillmore, and I looked at my boyfriend, and I was like, we could skip this and go to Wicked.
I'm shocked you didn't go last night. All right, so finish the lyric or be banished from Oz. Round two. Hopefully, Kristen in Abington is a big Wicked fan, so she can get all these right. Hey, Kristen, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you a big Wicked fan? You going this weekend?
I am, actually. I have tickets already for tomorrow.
Joe, too.
Yeah.
All right, now, you can sing along if you want. I mean, feel free. I mean, we're all singing all here in the studio. But you have to finish the lyric, okay?
Okay.
All right, Joe, take it over.
All right, first one coming your way. Now, you heard before how good our previous player did, right?
Allison was
really good.
Very good.
Clean
all right,
sweep.
Kristen, no pressure, but, you know, Allison's probably listening at home, like, judging you. All right, here comes your first one. Let's go, Kristen.
Listen carefully.
Popular, you're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper poise when you talk to boys. The ways to flirt.
The ways to flirt.
The ways to
flirt. And flirt.
The judges? Wait. Judges corner?
So close. Ding, ding, ding. Sparkle.
Okay. I saw the unanimous decision from the judges.
It's unanimous.
Yeah, it's flounce, but that's close enough.
Close enough. Close enough.
For your second one,
you got
because the soundtrack for part two isn't out, we're going to go to the Broadway soundtrack, but I do think you'll know this one if you are remote. Have you seen the Broadway show?
Yes, I've seen it twice.
Okay. Oh, gosh. So then you've definitely heard this song. So here's your second one, Kristen.
You're going to be good.
You'll be with me like a handprint on my heart. And now whatever way our stories end.
Oh, I'm chills.
I know you have rewritten mine by being my
friend.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you guys are so good at this. Being my friend.
So we're out to two. All right, Kristen. Now, Allison in that first round got all three.
She's close here. She got two for two so far.
And no pressure, Kristen, but I don't, you know, inspire contestants like this. I think this is the easiest one, so no pressure.
Okay. Oh,
is it defying gravity?
It might be. All right, here is the clip. Are you ready?
Yes.
I couldn't help myself.
We got it.
I love it.
Can you?
Three for three. This
Chris,
is awesome.
You know what I'm going to make you do next? I'm going to try to make you do that sound sheet that Cynthia does at the end of that song with her
voice.
Julie's here. Julie's laughing. You know what I'm talking about? Ooh, can we do that tomorrow?
Good.
Can we do a sound off game tomorrow?
Yeah,
that'll turn on radios across the area.
Hey, listen, Kristen, happy Wicked Day. You just got yourself some New Jersey Lottery scratch off tickets. Yeah, hang on for us. Stop talking about Wicked. Obviously, Wicked for Good opens in theaters today. It's Chris and the crew. It's 7:28. Chris, Joe, gosh, we got a room full today. PST's chief meteorologist, Dan Zaro. Marissa's here on the board. Julia's answering the phones, getting all kinds of Wicked information for us. Okay, so you guys, Cynthia Erivo did the coolest thing. She surprised students at her old school in London recently. She walked into a choir rehearsal and they were singing Wicked songs. They thought they were recording for good for her. Oh my gosh, chills. Listen to this.
I have been changed for good.
So she walks in. Listen, they freak out. Of course they do, right? She had been secretly listening from the hallway. And, you know, at that moment, busted in the room. Can you imagine? I have chills just talking about it.
It was so cute. The video itself, too. They were so excited. And then later on, she sang with them.
I was just going to say, then she joined them. Like, once in a lifetime stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is amazing. So she was telling them, you know, obviously, follow your dreams and all the stuff. And the girls were like, oh, my God, it's Cynthia Erivo. And then she sang with them. Isn't that amazing?
Well, every theater kid ever has sang these songs in choir, in chorus, in something. Every theater kid post-2004 has done these songs.
And then
right?
to have her walk in the room, I think I would have fainted, actually.
It can't be Chris. Can't be Chris on 94.5 PST.
Jeannie in Hatfield, she said, today is the day. Chris Rollins' streak has gone on too long, and this woman must be stopped.
Uh-oh.
That's exactly what you said to me, Jeannie, right?
What I said.
That's what she said. That's what I heard her. I heard exactly. She said. She said, today is the day it ends. Jeannie, have you ever played Can't Be Chris before?
I have.
Okay, did you beat her?
I think once I did and once I didn't.
Uh-oh. Oh, this is the first time in a while we've had a winner of Camping
Breaking
Chris.
Breaking the tie.
All right, Jeannie.
Okay.
Chris is going to leave.
Good luck.
We're going to see how this goes. All right, Jeannie, your quiz is going to start right now. The entire community of Hatfield, Bucks County, Berwick, the PST Nation is on your side. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Zac Efron finally appeared in the audience on Dancing with the Stars to support his brother earlier this week. His breakout role came as Troy Bolton in what early 2000s movie series?
I believe that was High School Musical.
Do you want to lock it in?
I'm going to lock it in. Yes, lock it in.
All right, Marissa has locked that in for you. Question number two. Wicked is officially out this week. Ariana Grande, meanwhile, is gearing up to host Saturday Night Live on December 20th. Name any of the current cast members on Saturday Night Live.
Colin, I think I'm going to say it right, Colin Jost.
We're going to lock in Colin Jost. Jost, one combo of those words. Pretty close. And the third and final question, it's a multiple choice for you. Fans are still reeling from BravoCon last weekend. Which of these cities does not have a Real Housewives series? Is it Atlanta or Philadelphia?
I'll say Philadelphia and lock that in.
Jeannie's answers are all locked in. I will tell you, Can't Beat Chris this morning's powered by Al's Airport Inn Bar and Grill in Ewing. Live music six nights a week, brunch Saturdays and Sundays. They have happy hour drink specials as well. I will be out there tonight starting at 8 o'clock for another Chris and the Crew trivia night with Thirsty Thursday, of course. So come say hey. Their events calendar is online, alsairportinn.com. Good morning, Chris Rollins.
Hello.
Chris, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Jeannie's a good player.
I have to say I'm a little nervous, though.
Jeannie's a very good player. I will warn you of that.
Yeah. Now I'm even more nervous.
Here we go, Chris. Your quiz starts right now.
Okay.
Zac Efron finally appeared in the audience on Dancing with the Stars Tuesday night to support his brother. Mm-hmm. His breakout role came as Troy Bolton in what early 2000s movie series?
Come on. High School Musical.
You both said High School Musical, and you're both correct.
All right.
Good job. All right, question number two, Chris. Wicked, of course, officially out this week. Ariana Grande, meanwhile, gearing up to host Saturday Night Live on December 20th. Name any of the current cast members of Saturday Night Live.
Colin Jost.
You both said Colin Jost. You're both correct.
Ooh.
Nice.
Good job. I thought you would have like said Kenan Thompson or something because it's been there forever.
Yeah, no. But
good job.
That's the first one that came to my mind.
All right. And third and final one. Fans are still reeling from BravoCon last weekend. Which of these cities does not have a Real Housewives?
Uh-oh.
Atlanta or Philly?
Oh, I was going to say, you know I know nothing about the Housewives, but I do know it has not been in Philly.
Philly is the correct answer. They have not had a Housewives. Jeannie, that was very impressive. You got all three correct today, so you do not have to give us that phrase of shame. Chris's streak technically ticks up, but no phrase of shame for you, all right?
All righty.
All right, we got to do this ticket to see Meghan Trainor for the Get In Girl Tour when it hits Philly's Xfinity Mobile Arena on Saturday, July 18th.
Good
tickets
showing.
On sale right now for everyone else at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah, you did great.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to beat Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Our Elle Bell Wicked today, of course, Wicked for Good. It's opening in theaters. Do you know it's set to have the top debut weekend this year? I mean,
that
big numbers.
Sense.
Big numbers are talking. So they're expecting it to bring in, I mean, Joe took a guess yesterday of what, 250, Joe? They're saying between 150 and 180. That's what they're predicting for this opening weekend. I mean, it's going to break a record.
It's the sheer number of theaters that they're offering it in. I will say, by the way, if you're shy about, last night I want to go again on Sunday. You can still find tickets because it's in so many theaters. So just play around.
Yeah. So last year, Wicked broke the record for the opening of a Broadway adaptation with $112.5 million. It's gone on to earn like close to $800 million globally. So we're talking big numbers this weekend. You know, some new Dunkin' Wicked merch is dropping online today. It's happening at noon. You got to grab it while you can because you know it's going to sell out. Limited edition merch, talking tumblers, straw toppers, cup sleeves, things like that. So you can get everything at DunkinRunsOnMerch.com/Wicked. So Cynthia Erivo, you know, she's too impressed all over for this movie. She was in London recently and she went to school in London and she surprised the kids at her old school by just like walking into a choir rehearsal. They thought they were recording for good for her. They had no idea she was right out in the hall. Listen to what happened.
I have been changed for good.
Oh, in she comes.
You guess where she enters.
They freak out. It was so cute. Then she ended up singing with them. Can you imagine? It's like a once-in-a-lifetime thing for those kids. I have chills. So Joe Jonas, does he have a new girlfriend? He's been spotted more than once now with a Puerto Rican model named Tatiana Gabriela. And and they were just being kind of low key in New York. So I think something may be up with the two of them. I'll keep my eye on them. Kate Middleton has some great news. She just made the best announcement that she's officially in remission for her cancer. And Joe, you got to tell me if this is a thing. I mean, you're on your computer right now. Do you have a name for your computer?
No.
You know how people name their cars?
Yeah.
Well, today is Name Your PC Day. And I thought, does anybody have a name for their PC? Do you, Marissa?
I don't know. Maybe I should, though. I spent a lot of money on that thing.
The computers in this office, I don't have nice names for.
Yeah. True. When they work, maybe we could call them something. All right, there's the scoop.
94.5 PST.
I'm not wanting you to judge me for this.
Now, it's time for the Cruise Court.
All right, here we go. It's time for Cruise Court. So today we've got Brandon and Samantha here, and they're fighting about the length of time that you should be required to socialize at Thanksgiving, basically. The length of one's social battery, Joe.
Okay.
Kind of cracks me up. That's what you call it, right? Oh, by the way, this is Brandon's first time meeting her family next week, and they can't agree on how long they should stay, right, Samantha?
Yes. God, I'm so tired of hearing about his social battery. Like, he says that. But anyway, yeah, my family does Thanksgiving big. There's dinner, dessert, hanging out, games. It's an all-day thing. And Brandon here says he only wants to stay, what, 2 hours, maybe three? That's not even enough time to digest the mashed potatoes.
All right, look, see, I'm excited to meet them. I really am, but I have a social battery. 2 or 3 hours of small talk, you know, names and stories, questions, but after that, I'm done. I don't want to be trapped there for 8 hours pretending I'm not dying inside.
Oh, jeez.
But it's the first time you're meeting them. Like, you can't just pop in and pop out. They're going to think you don't like them.
Mm. Yeah, or they think that I'm a man who knows his limits. I'm not trying to be rude. I want to be a reasonable human-sized visit.
Human size.
This is not going to be a good look for you.
That's what I was thinking.
Ask your dad. He probably wants everyone to leave after like 2 or 3 hours so he can lay on the couch and watch football, you know?
I don't know about that. He's a family guy.
For my first time there, I should just be able to ease in.
Ease in.
We'll see about that. I'm going to win.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Right. All right, you guys. I think it's obvious here, Joe, that if she gets the most votes, his social battery needs to be extended a little bit.
Yep.
And if he gets the most votes, then his social battery gets to end after 2 or 3 hours. You guys agree with that?
Yeah.
I know how it goes here. Okay, so hold on. We're going to get votes, and then we're going to bring you back on and hand down the final decision.
Okay.
Put them on hold, Marissa. All right, they're in the green room here. Come on. 2 or 3 hours? We're like her family. We play games. We'll sit at the table for 2 hours and eat.
I come from one of these quick families. My mom is like, she wants dinner cleaned up and feed on, like, she doesn't want
anyone.
But
she wants you out, though?
Maybe even me. Well, especially me. I'm not a good reflection because, like, if my mom is listening right now, she's like, come, but I don't want to look at you too long for me.
Oh, my gosh.
But why put this guy in a position where he's not going to be... Listen, he's saying his flaw. The problem is women... Oh, I didn't mean that. Oh, boy, here we go.
Here comes Renee. Here we go.
Wow. I forgot I was in a room with exclusively women today. Project onto a man. Mm-hmm. What he should be doing. And Brandon is straight up saying, this is what I'm capable of.
And you know what
and
I'm
Samantha
hearing?
Samantha isn't listening. You know what I'm hearing? I will change it.
I'm hearing, wah, 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 wah. That's
well,
what I'm hearing.
Don't
if you
be with
love
them.
Her, and if you're going to go meet the family, suck it up, Buttercup, and last a few hours. It's not that. She's not dragging you to your death.
Kind of is, though.
Come on. All
kind
right.
of is.
Whose side are you on?
Who's right? Who's wrong?
Call now.
Call the crew now. 609-243-9778.
Hello.
Or chat with us on the 94.5 PST app.
All right, let's get to these votes. It's Cruise Court on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. I'm Chris.
I am Joe.
Marissa's here. Julia's here helping us out on the phones. And the board, Danzaro, is back in the weather cave. All right, so the deal is, obviously, Thanksgiving coming up. And Samantha is bringing her boyfriend Brandon home for the first time. And he said he has a social battery, quote unquote, and it only lasts about 2 to 3 hours. She's like, that is not enough. We do a whole day thing. It's going to be a bad look if you don't stick around. He's like, I'm a man that knows my limits. And if you want the best of me, this is how long you're going to get me.
I am what he said. So heavy on his side. Like, it's rare that I am 100% because he's literally saying, this is what I'm capable of. Listen to me.
And I think we're going to start using social battery for you, Joe, because you totally have a social battery. I never really thought about it like that.
Absolutely.
But you do.
Absolutely.
I think everybody does. Everyone to a does. Point, though, right? Even I do.
Some people have more of a charged battery. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's saying this is what I'm capable of.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to the phones. We've got Nicole and Cherry Hill on the line. Nicole, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side.
All right. Tell me why.
That's a big ask. For the first meeting, it's like, meet everyone that I've ever loved in my entire life and be an extrovert all day.
You're right.
You are right. I mean, when you say it like that, and especially if that's not his personality, like when I first met my husband, Joe, remember the big fight we got in? Are you ever going to talk to my family?
What I mean. You have to meet partners where they are.
Yeah, okay. Let's go to Charlie in Northeast Philly. Great to get another guy's opinion here. Charlie, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side.
All right. Are you one of these people who has a 2 to 3 hour social battery?
On occasions, that all depends on what factors come into play. You know, if I'm going to other houses or if I'm spending time at one house.
And I mean, you were telling me you work long hours, so your social battery sometimes is a little less, right?
I'm in payment processing, so I work about 15 hours a day. Oof. Sometimes it can be my shortest day is around like 12 hours. So being that, you want me to kill 4, 5, 6 hours there with a family I, don't know at all, then, that's a lot to take in.
And it's not
like mentally you have to prepare yourself and
mentally. I love this.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not that he doesn't love her, right? It's not that he doesn't love her.
It's not that he's not trying. He's actually doing more by saying at 2 hours, you're not going to like the person I am.
All right. Let's go to Jessica in Lawrenceville. Jessica, whose side are you on?
So I'm totally on her side. I feel like if you care about her and care about the family that you want to be a part of, you should suck it up, bro, and be a part of the entire tradition. Use some coping skills, recharge in the bathroom, like just do what you have to do, but be a part of that.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. Although I'm hearing some very convincing arguments on your side, Joe, but that's what I'm hearing. Cherise in Princeton, we'll get one last call and then we'll hit the app chats, Joe, so get them up. Mm-hmm. Hey, Cherie.
Hey, you know what? I mean, I agree. I've got a social battery, too. But you know what she should do? She should honor his 2 or 3 hours, but then you tell him that he has to tell her family that he's going to leave in a couple hours.
You may want to do that. You could do this way in advance.
Absolutely.
I mean, you could say, so there's no surprises. Like, he's going to stay from 2 to 5. Or whatever. You know, I think that's what hurts a lot of these situations is that there's no communication beforehand so that it takes people off guard and then they're offended, whatever. I think she should tell her family right from the get-go if this is going to be the case that he's only staying till 5.
And if you need to, tell a little white
whatever.
Lie. He has to go to a coworker's.
Yeah.
He's doing this, he's doing that, whatever.
If
his family's not local, whatever that white lie is, yeah. App chats, Judy, his side, take 2 cars, leave when he wants. If he's overwhelmed at first, he may never go back. Mm. Her side, I say to Brandon, buck up, Buttercup from Diane in Hamilton. If you want her family to like you, you can't run out after 2 hours. Robin Bordentown says, sounds like on Black Friday, they both might be single. He might end up doing an Irish goodbye.
Oh, no.
Her side, his side, her side. This is 50-50 here in the app chat. Maybe play it by ear and doesn't want to be there all night. Play it by ear.
But what if he's having fun? Then maybe if they're going to play games and stuff, we do that. And it's so fun. Maybe he'll want to stay more. You know what I mean? I don't know if I'd make a hard time exit. You know what I'm saying?
Her side. He's a jerk.
That's the best side.
Dump him now. What? Bonnie in Yardville.
What? Oh,
what about his family? Spend time with hers and then some with his. I agree on that, too.
Okay, you tally it up.
I got it here. Yeah, it's
close. You tally it up. I'm getting Brandon and Samantha back on. Hey, guys.
Hi.
You've agreed that whatever our final decision is going to be your final decision, right? It sounded pretty close here. Joe's tallying
really
it up.
Close. I'm trying to see if I can get one more vote.
We got,
all right.
We got an okay from both of you here?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, it was one last vote that literally put it on the other side. Stephen Ewing was on his side, and so at 52.67%, it is his side. You get to leave after 2 hours, my guy.
I think you're going to have a lot of fun. You're going to want to stay, right, Samantha?
Yes, that's my whole thing.
Samantha, you won't change a man.
All right, thanks for coming on, guys. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. Oh, my God. The things we talk about. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris and Joe Danzaro, our PST chief meteorologist. Marissa's here. Julia's here. They're on the board on the phones this morning. Joe, you want to say what you just told me?
Butts need skincare, too, I've learned in the past couple of weeks.
Joe says, you know, his boyfriend is an esthetician. And he says, yeah, my boyfriend started doing booty facials.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
So he's dabbling some time in a new setup with a friend's business where he does the guy does grooming and one of the facials that is on my boyfriend's menu now is butt facials.
I believe if you went to
book it with him,
it'll actually say booty facial.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this before in my life. Is this just for men?
I think guys and girls.
Well, what? I don't understand.
So
you have to explain.
I Googled it, and essentially, because I was like, wait, you're getting intimate with other people's booties? Like, what? And essentially, anything that's skin really can need it.
Does your booty need a facial?
Apparently. So I researched
it. Well, I guess you can have acne.
60% of people have a folliculitis.
On
a
your
buildup
butt?
Of dead skin and the hair follicles that look like little pimple-looking bumps.
Yeah, I guess... Some
dancers and girls that like are showing their body sometimes or whatever, they get them a lot as well. But it's the exact same thing too. You get a cleanser on there, you get exfoliation back there.
Yeah,
and
I don't know if I'm into this.
I just was like, he was like, you know, like I had to cover the towel with the one and stuff. I was like, but you're still getting up in there.
So you cover one, just like they do with the legs.
Yeah, yeah.
You cover one leg and then you cover the other one.
Yeah, you're gonna see the whole booty.
Oh,
like,
my.
So listen, if you're saying to yourself, my booty's got some pimples or some folliculitis.
I'm talking about the ultimate in self-care.
I know.
Right?
The thing is, you know, in this economy, you know, he's been saying to me, like, you know, business is so up and down, right, in what he does.
Right.
And
it's
technically a luxury and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, listen, if there's an economy where booty facials are a thing, you're going to be all right, babe.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
All right, so restock alert for you. So that limited edition Wicked merch at Dunkin' that dropped a couple of weeks ago, they've restocked. They're dropping it online again today at noon, just in time, right, for the movie to officially hit theaters today. So, grab it. Tumblers, straw toppers, cup sleeves, things like that. You can get it at DunkinRunsOnMerch.com/Wicked. You know, two of the Love on the Spectrum stars were at the Wicked for Good premiere. Julia, get over here on a mic. You can take that one right there. Julia here, you know, she's on the phones, on the board and stuff. Obsessed with this show, right? So tell us what happened.
So basically, two of the cast members, Connor and Tanner, were able to go to the premiere in New York and actually got to meet Ariana and Cynthia, and they were just having an absolute blast. It was so wholesome to watch, really.
And didn't Ari say, like, you know, I know you're excited to see me, but I'm excited to see you,
because
I think she's a fan of the show also.
She absolutely is, and she was like, it's an honor to meet you, so love was all around.
That's so cute. You know, I mean, it's big money going to be this weekend at the box office, right? So it's expected to pull in about $150 million to $180 million. Joe, you're even thinking more than that.
I think it'll cross that $200 million threshold.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
They've spent so much time and money, and it's such a well-crafted press rollout. Marketing majors in college will study this for years to come.
When are you going? Are you going tonight?
Going tomorrow night. I'm at Owls tonight.
Oh, that's right.
But there will be some Wicked questions. Don't you worry.
I was just going to say, is there a theme tonight? And great news from Kate Middleton. She just made the best announcement that she is officially in remission. Mission from cancer. There's the scoop. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 9:10. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station, and it's Wicked for Good Day. Joe's all excited. excited. You know, it was on TV last night, Joe.
Network TV debut last night.
Yeah, it was on NBC last night, and I saw it right before I went to bed. And you know how I am with The Witch? Even though it's a completely different witch from The Wizard of Oz, it's just that green makeup that Cynthia Erivo has on that I'm like, ugh. I don't know if I can watch it before bed. I know.
She's not.
I know. It's that green. Just that green of the Wicked Witch from The Wizard of Oz.
This is
anyway.
So not that.
So I saw a Defy Gravity Challenge online. So I thought I would ask you guys. It's Chris and Joe, by the way. Dan Zero, our PST chief meteorologist, is here. Julia's on the board answering the phones. Marissa's here, too. So could you defy caffeine? Could you not have caffeine until 9 o'clock in the morning, let's say?
Probably. Yeah, I have been.
You have been lately, but before that, you probably would have been a little shaky.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Are you a coffee drinker, Julia?
I need coffee to function, so yeah. I could never.
You could not do that.
No.
Get the shakes without it.
Do you know I don't drink any caffeine? I've even given it up with soda. I mean, for years now, this isn't even a recent thing.
No,
as long as in the morning, as long as I have a shower, without a shower, I'm dead. As long as I have a shower and cold, shockingly cold water, I'm good.
No, I do it all. I do coffee, energy drinks, espresso martinis. What? Give me all of it.
Oh my gosh. All right. So here's the next one.
I will
one.
Say, Julia, though, when I first met Chris Rollins, I assumed somebody who's been in mornings for her life. I assume she just drank coffee.
Nope.
I walked in the room and I was very disappointed that we're going to be coffee pals.
Yeah, no. All right. So can you defy technology? Could you not touch your phone for an hour?
Chris can't.
No, I'm on it all the time.
I can. I can go without touching my phone. A lot of times I put on Do Not Disturb because I try to like give myself a social media break.
It's not fun. Now, Joe was getting a little crazy yesterday because you weren't texting him back.
Just putting you on the spot there.
I'm totally blasting it out. He's like, I don't know. She hasn't texted me back. I'm like, maybe she's working. But it's funny.
But
you
then,
give yourself breaks from your phone,
But then Chris goes, should we call someone else to get a hold of her? And I was like, no. So we both make each other spiral,
now,
I will say
look
that.
Look over here. You guys can't see him, but Joe's literally got both hands on his phone right now.
I don't want to say
Could
what I'm
you
doing.
Do it?
I'm doing some logistics stuff. I'm doing some. I don't want to bring the mood down.
God, here
I'm
we go.
No, I'm texting some friends. We have to go to a funeral early next week.
Oh,
so we're texting. There were some logistics on that.
But could you not touch your phone for 1 hour?
I leave it at my desk sometimes, and I'm in and out of studios all day. You know I'm without it often.
God, you guys drive me crazy. If I need an answer, I want it immediately.
Yeah, and I say to you all the time, email me because I'm more apt to see it.
Here's the next one. We are doing the Defy Gravity Challenge. You know, Wicked for Good in theaters today. The No Complaining Challenge. Defy complaints. No, one full day. With no negativity. I can already tell you Joe's out.
I can tell you Chris and I are out most mornings by 6:02.
Walking
in this place, this one, that one. Like where we.
But for the most part, like.
Don't say for the most part you're not.
I'm a very happy person. I am a very happy person. I go to the studio next door and they always say to me, you're always happy. Why are you always so happy?
You know what? Tomorrow, Julia and Marissa, I'm going to have you guys count how many times Chris complained.
Am I happy, Julia?
I would say you're pretty positive, Chris.
Thank you.
Happy people complain, though.
And you are, too. So I would say you'd be good at this defy complaints thing. Okay, two more. Defy sarcasm. Speak nicely. Only it's kind of the same thing as the no complaints. I love being sarcastic sometimes.
I think I can do no sarcasm for a little bit.
No, you are. I think you're even more positive than I am. And okay, this one Joe's going to fail. I can tell you right now. Defy the mess. Stay perfectly organized. No, you too. You're done too.
Yeah, no, I would be out. I would have to be out.
I'm very organized. It may look like a mess in front of me here, but I know where every single thing.
I'd like to paint a picture for those not nervous. There's probably about 400 pieces of paper right now in front of Chris. But I will say, if I ask her right now, can you find that commercial from 3 weeks ago?
I've got it.
She's got it right there.
I can tell you.
She pretty much knows where it is.
Yep.